Ireland is full. Thousands protest in Dublin against mass migration on anniversary of Easter Rising. By Kurt Zindelka on April 27, 2025. Dublin was flooded with demonstrators on Saturday as thousands took to the streets in opposition to the mass migration agenda imposed upon Ireland by its neoliberal government. Huge crowds carrying signs with messages such as "Irish Lives Matter," "Ireland for the Irish," and "Ireland is full" took to the streets of the Irish capital on Saturday in a protest coinciding with the anniversary of the 1916 Easter Rising, which marked the start of the armed conflict against British rule over the island. While Irish nationalist groups, like the IRA and its associated political party Sinn Féin, waged decades-long and often violent campaigns against what they saw as British colonialism, there has been relative quiet from such groups against the disposition of Irish lands through mass migration, which has resulted in one-fifth of the country now being foreign-born. The protesters were supported by UFC champion Conor McGregor, who has signaled his intention to run for the Irish presidency later this year, with migration being a central focus. In a message posted on X, the Irish MMA legend said, "Over 100 years ago, our brave men and women made the ultimate sacrifice so that we could live free today. Let us remind ourselves why we are here and also why we are not here. We are not here to build hatred amongst each other, we are not here to sow division. We are here to commemorate the valiant heroes that went before us," McGregor said. "We honor their spirit, we honor their fight, and we are here today to shine our light on the failure of the Irish government and our full disapproval of it. Be respectful, be proud, be united. Because together we will be heard and as one, we will be victorious in our mission. Together we rise, together we win. God bless us all, God bless Ireland." The mass migration policies from Dublin have had a radical impact on the country over the past two decades, with the number of foreigners living in the country more than doubling since 2006 to over 1 million people, or around 20% of the entire population. This has resulted in widespread social unrest, with protests frequently breaking out over the government's efforts to establish migrant hotels throughout the country. Riots also erupted in Dublin in 2023 after a migrant stabbed three young children. The sudden influx of migrants has also coincided with stagnating wages and soaring housing costs, further exacerbating the cost of living crisis facing many native Irish as the supply of labor expands and the supply of available homes contracts. According to a report from data firm GeoWox, which specializes in evaluating the price of residential properties, the price of homes in Ireland rose by an average of 9.8% during the first 4 months of the year compared to the same period in 2024. The median price of a home in Ireland now stands at €360,000, $410,000, an increase of €32,000 over last year. Unsurprisingly, the public sentiment has shifted firmly against mass migration, with a survey from Amaric Research finding that 8 in 10 voters think migration has been too high. However, there is also widespread cynicism about the prospects of reversing course, with 61% telling the pollster that they did not believe the government cares about public sentiment about immigration. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.